Giovanni Lorenzo Bernini, attributed. Santa Bibiana. On the 2nd of March, 1624, in the small Roman church of Santa Bibiana, relics of this eponymous martyr of the 4th century came to light. This discovery created a devotional revival endorsed by Pope Urban VIII Barberini. 1623 to 1644, celebrated in poems, liturgy, and a radical artistic and architectural renovation of the church. Giovanni Lorenzo Bernini received the commission to carve the marble statue the 1st of August, 1625, which became vital to his iconography and omnipresent in the vast Bernini bibliography. He perhaps collaborated with Giuliano Finelli, and they opened the new church in November 1626, shortly before the liturgical feast day of the 2nd of December. The statue is in full scale and cost 600 crowns. Recently restored and cleaned, the statue depicts Santa Bibiana standing with an expressive oratory stance. She is leaning against the pillar where her tormentors scourged her, with symbols of martyrdom, the palm leaf in hand, and laurel at her feet. A crucial point in the career of Bernini, it is here the bourgeois period ends and the fruitful Barberini phase begins. The statue intones the typical tastes of poetic oratory and liturgy of Maffeo Barberini, and for this, the variations of Pogliaghi are significant. There are minor functional differences, the elimination of the palm leaf, alterations to the left hand, basic differences in rotation of body, suspension of left foot, and less drapery in the robes. Major physical changes are the smaller and less symbolic laurel, the laxer expression of ecstasy on her face. However, the right arm gap makes exact verification impossible. The softer tone changes the rhetorical ecstasy of a statue to a more intimate, pious realm. It is not only a question of period or source, although Giuliano Finelli, Ercole Ferrata, and Antonio Raggi shine in this respect. A good example is the moderation of the sketch for the Fontana dei Fiumi, 1648, as opposed to the actual construction of the Piazza Navona. It is therefore established, though incontrovertible, the attribution to the Bernini brand, even decades later.